Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is calling for closer cooperation among countries in the region to deal with problems that he blames on the United States. Khamenei met with visiting Qatari Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani on Sunday. He says the only way to deal with the situation in the region is to rely on interregional cooperation. Earlier in the day, Al Thani met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. They have agreed to boost bilateral ties and help resolve the regional issues through dialogue. They also decided to enhance cooperation to improve security of waterways in the Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, and Sea of Oman. A large number of Iranians have gathered outside the British embassy in Tehran, demanding it be closed. Protesters chanted slogans and waved signs critical of Britain and Britain's ambassador to Iran, Rob McCarr. Britain said its ambassador in Iran was briefly detained on Saturday. Iranian media said that he was inciting anti-government protests. British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab has condemned the arrest. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with Libyan international recognized Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj in Istanbul. Their meeting comes after Libya's UN-backed government and the eastern-based army accused each other of violating a ceasefire proposed by Turkey and Russia. The internationally recognized Government of National Accord says it recorded gunfire in southern Tripoli minutes after the truce took effect and accused the eastern-based Libyan National Army of breaching the ceasefire. The army accused the Tripoli-based UN-backed government of making 30 breaches of the truce. Turkey and Russia called on the warring factions to establish an immediate ceasefire, and both parties say they conditionally agreed to the truce. Foreign Minister Wang Yi has reaffirmed China's commitment to cooperation with Africa during a visit to Zimbabwe. He says cooperation programs between the two sides have yielded fruitful results over the past two decades.
In terms of infrastructure, China has built more than 6,000 kilometers of railways and roads respectively in Africa, as well as nearly 20 ports and more than 80 large power plants. It has promoted the process of industrialization in Africa and enhanced Africa's ability for independent development.
The visit to Zimbabwe comes after Wang Yi's trips to Egypt, Djibouti, Kenya, and Burundi. Mainland authorities have expressed opposition to any forms of official ties between Taiwan and countries that have diplomatic relations with Beijing. The Chinese Foreign Ministry made the remarks after senior officials of some countries, including the U.S., Britain, and Japan, congratulated Democratic Progressive Party leader Tsai Ing-wen on winning the Taiwan leadership election. The statement says those countries have violated the One China principle because the election is one of China's internal affairs. A spokesperson for the Taiwan Affairs Office of the State Council also reiterated mainland policy toward Taiwan. Ma Xiaoguang says the mainland upholds the basic principles of peaceful reunification and one country, two systems, and opposes all separatist acts. The Chinese Navy has commissioned its first 10,000-ton destroyer. The Nanchang was launched in June of 2017 and made its debut in April last year when the PLA Navy celebrated its 70th founding anniversary. The vessel is equipped with the latest air defense, air missile, anti-ship, and anti-submarine weapons. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez unveiled a new cabinet that includes 22 ministers. First Vice President Carmen Calvo, Interior Minister Fernando Grande Marlaska, and Finance Minister Maria Jesus Montero will retain their previous posts. Arantxa Gonzalez Lea is the new foreign minister, succeeding new EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell. An inquiry is being demanded over a false alert at a nuclear power station near Toronto. Cell phone users across the Canadian province of Ontario received an alert on Sunday saying there'd been no abnormal leak from the aging Pickering plant. Later, the Ontario Power Generation Authority said the message had been a mistake. Toronto Mayor John Tory says citizens have been unnecessarily alarmed and has pushed for a probe. The plant came online in 1971 and has a power generating capacity of 3,100 megawatts when fully active. It's scheduled to be shut down in 2024.